Next is judging and condemning. To pass an opinion or judgment of a person or situation, to declare someone to be guilty of wrongdoing and criticize them. So God does want us to be able to say an evil deed is an evil deed. But the next issue is, then how do we feel about the person that the evil worked through? Can we separate that from that soul? It's okay to judge if we know what we're talking about, that something is evil, but that's got to be separated from that entity and not pass judgment upon the person. That's not our place. God knows what's going on. So for judging and condemning spirits, we need mercy. Mercy is what we need to grow. A lot of times a judging spirit wants to see it in this one very hard way. There are no alternatives. This is exactly how it is, the way I see it. And mercy can help us see it another way, see that there might be explanations for their behavior. It might not be the way we see it. There may be other things involved that we don't understand about why this person is doing what they are doing. We need more discernment to separate the spirit from the soul, to know things are evil spirits and not condemn the person. We need compassion. When people really do have evil things working through them, they're not happy. So we can be judgmental about that, or we can feel compassion for that other individual. We need more love, because judging spirits want us to hate that other person. We need kindness, to consider them, to consider their feelings, to not be rude and mean, but look upon them kindly. And long-suffering. The person, if they want to work through God's process, they will learn, but in any case, it is not our place to judge, absolutely. And Matthew 7:1.
Judge not, that you be not judged.
So that's very blunt. When we hear judging spirits go through our mind, that's a good, short, easy-to-remember scripture. Judge not, that you be not judged. No, I'm not going to intercourse with that thought. Judge not, judge not. Keep using this sharp sword scripture to cut that evil spirit's head off. Luke 6:36 and 37.
Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven.
God has shown a lot of mercy on us. God's been very long-suffering with us. God didn't say, oops, that's the spirit in you, off with your head. He showed us a lot of mercy, but a judging spirit sure doesn't want to be merciful to anyone else. Romans 2:1.
Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same thing.
So here's another good, fast answer. That is inexcusable to judge. No, I will not intercourse with that thought. The scripture also shows us other things about how judging spirits work, that if we are judging someone else, we can start turning the tables on that spirit, because when we judge someone else to be a certain way, we probably already have that spirit in our mind, or how would we recognize it so well? Well, they're a really spiteful person. Well, do we have a spiteful spirit in our mind? How would we recognize that so well, except we know what that is? And so either we've already got that spirit, or the judging spirit is going to open the door right up, wide open, for that spirit to come in our mind. So we need some great determination to fight judging spirits, because they are very dangerous or loaded spirits that keep us loaded down all the time. And Romans 14:4.
Who art thou that judgest another man's servant?
So it is not our place to be judging someone else's servant, particularly applying to ministers of God. We do not know what another person's counsel has been. We do not know what God is leading that other person to do. We need to get our judging spirit's hands off that other person's ministry, and that be between them and God. Romans 14:13.
Let us not judge one another anymore.
Good, short, fast answer. Let's not do it anymore. No judging. James 2:13.
For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment.
So if we do not show mercy, how can God show mercy to us? We're not being a very good investment for God to invest more mercy in if we're letting judging spirits work. It also says that mercy rejoices against judgment. So maybe it's very easy for us to see something wrong that someone else has done, but there's going to come up situations where wrong works through us, and we're going to need mercy. If we have shown mercy, then we'll have some mercy in our account that God can use to cover situations where we come under God's judgment for evil or error that has worked through us. Deuteronomy 24:17-18.
Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger nor of the fatherless, but thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt.
Amen. We've all had all kinds of spirits work through us. One of the places that judging spirits wants to work is in our relationships at work and our families and so forth. Well, let's remember where we came from. We had all of those spirits working, so what position are we in to be judgmental about someone else? 1 Corinthians 13:5.
Charity thinketh no evil.
So with the motive of love, we would never think evil of another soul. Hebrews 12:23.
God the judge of all.
Amen. So when we hear a judging spirit in our mind, we can say, who's the judge? God's the judge of all. 1 Samuel 16:7.
For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
Good thing to remember about judging spirits is they always do want to look just at the surface, at the appearance of something, at what it looks like through the lens of our old man and our judging spirits and our experiences and our framework. But God knows what's really going on. So we need to back off from believing and trusting in the way judging spirit presents things to us. John 7:24.
Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
Judging by the appearance is unrighteous judgment. John 3:17.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
So do we want to be Christ-like? Do we want to be sons of God? His job was not to condemn other people. That's not what his function was. That's not why he was here. If we want to be the Christ, if we want to be the anointed of God, that's not our job either. Our job is to help people. John 12:47.
And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world.
Amen. So Christ was the pattern. He did not stand in judgment of anyone. He came to give life.